Welcome back to the basement for another episode of The Disconnect. I'm your host, Zach Hayes, joined by my co-host, Mr. Phil Hayes.
Yo.
Morning, so, Phil.
How's it going?
Good, good. So we're just sitting down here in the basement, basically solving the world's problems,
the
one
usual
thing at a time. I mean, we've got the solution for the president. If you listen to the last episode, we're trying to figure out, you know, all that is wrong with the world and figuring out the right path forward. And there's somebody else struggling right now that I want to lend a hand to, some advice, if you will, or maybe an idea that could put them back on the right path for their company.
Who that is?
Who that be? That be the folks at CNN.
Oh, okay.
CNN is having major, major issues with their ratings right now. If anybody's familiar with what was going on with CNN Plus that they tried to roll out, spent millions of dollars on promoting this, and basically it flopped from the get-go.
Yeah.
What can you expect when you're trying to give Anderson Cooper a book review or a book club show? Like, people aren't just going right to pay for that. They're trying to, but their on-air personalities are just so unlikable right now. And the viewers are turning away in droves. Like, they have a brand new president in place right now. And the second he took over, it was basically 1% drop in the ratings, even though you've got all this, news coverage of the January 6th hearings, which has been a huge boost for their rival, MSNBC, who's actually seen a 21% increase in viewership.
Right.
Now, when you think MSNBC versus CNN, you would definitely define MSNBC as more liberal. They're the right left end of the spectrum, whereas Fox News, who is outperforming both of those networks, they are more the right wing, conservative media outlet. But if you were to think like a company, a network like CNN, mainstream media, how many viewers do you think they're averaging a night for their primetime lineup?
Gosh. Okay. So you're going to make me look stupid.
I always do this to you. I always try to throw this out there. It's easy for me because this is what you get for not doing your research.
Okay. Well, this one, I feel like I can make more of an educated guess on.
Okay.
So I'll say maybe like 1 million viewers.
1 million viewers.
Yeah.
For a primetime lineup of a network like CNN.
Yes.
Okay. And are you going on the low end knowing that the ratings are down?
No.
Okay.
I'm going off of not knowing.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, I think I heard on something here and there that like maybe 3 million's decent. So
654,000 people.
Okay.
Are what they average a night. Now,
yeah,
for what they pay these people.
Yeah.
These talking heads, the Don Lemons, the Brian Stelzers, the Anderson Coopers, the Wolf Blitzers, the Jim Acostas, they are paying these people major, major dollars.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking at that, I'm saying, where's my ROI? Where's my return on investment? Of those 654,000 viewers, there's always that key demographic that advertisers love. It's the 25 to 54 age range. Of those viewers, only 148,000 are in that key demo.
Ooh, that's not good.
That is not good. So if I'm paying as an advertiser to be on there, and I know I'm only getting 148,000 eyes on me, and day in and day out, it's probably the same set of eyes.
Right.
Man, I don't know if I like my odds there. You think Mercedes is signing up to advertise on their network? Do you think that they're really going to drop the big bucks to put their money there?
I wouldn't. And I think that's what we're looking at, though, across the board, where like people aren't as into the like traditional news anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at, like you said, a station where like the personalities are just not very great.
Well, and don't forget, this is the same network that had what's his name? Why can't I think of it right now? The guy, his Oh crap! His, I don't know. His brother was the mayor of.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That what? Gosh, yeah.
My mind is drawing a blank.
Cuomo.
Yeah, the Cuomo brothers.
Yeah.
Ma, come over for spaghetti dinner tonight. Hey, what are you cooking tonight over there?
Yeah, he got canceled.
He got canceled because they were up to shady stuff. They were spinning the news because his brother was fucking up things so royally in New York City, and not to mention all the sexual harassment allegations and everything else like that. These people are trash. These people are garbage, and they get put in front of the TV night in and night out. And the American people, they're telling you, CNN, they're telling you that they don't want to watch this.
Right.
So what is the solution to that? So this is what CNN's take is right now. They know that they have a reputation now as more of a left-leaning media outlet.
Yeah.
The Chris Licht is the new president there. His idea is to go more lean into the hard news. They want to get rid of the opinions. They want to get rid of the commentary. They want to stop overusing the breaking news headlines that always come out. Breaking news, and it's nothing. It's little nothingness, drops of nothingness, right, just to grab your attention. If everything is breaking news, then nothing is breaking news.
Right.
So they want to lean into the hard stuff. They want to be more of that middle ground, I guess, that we always talk about. But in my opinion, people who are looking for that are going to places like, have you heard of that Breaking Points podcast? Rogan always mentions them. They've been on his show before. They do a really good job of taking the politics out of it because it's, you know, one side, they're both, one of the hosts leans more right. That Sagar and Crystal is more left, and they kind of find this in middle ground, but they're just bringing you the news and finding the hypocrisy in both sides. And I think people who want that are going to go find those outlets. They are never going to be a CNN viewer. You cannot,
right,
you cannot pull those people in. And the people who they've already tarnished their reputation as a news outlet. So what I think they should do, here's my solution.
Okay.
Instead of having these talking heads who are so biased and obviously biased and have their agenda, let's bring in a comedian. Let's bring somebody like a Rogan, a Chappelle, somebody who Andrew Schultz, who does a great job of, he's had his shows on Netflix that have just been a fantastic take on what is going on in the news. And he is a younger, it would attract a younger demographic. You're still going to pay these people big bucks. Sure.
Right.
But why? We already think of the news as being a joke.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what's going on in this world right now from a political standpoint and, it's a joke. The administration's a joke. The way they cover things is a joke. Lean into that. Lean into that.
That's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No. For one reason. Now, in theory, it sounds great, but those guys aren't going to go over there.
I don't care
for
how much paycheck?
Money. No.
Oh, give me a break.
I don't think
so. The dollars are green, man. It doesn't matter. That's people will sell their soul.
Not any of those guys you named, and those are the guys that they would need to grab to get people to watch.
I find that extremely hard to believe that for a check that they're for, if you pop $5 million in front of Andrew Schultz, he's not going to take that gig.
No, because he's got so much freedom in what he's doing now.
He can still
and
do
he's
it.
Still got money.
He can still
but
do it.
I don't think he would want the aggravation of being on CNN. Like CNN is like the it's basically
but you're changing. You're showing at that point that you're a new network.
Do you care about that? I wouldn't.
I would watch that.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
That's not how, well, how do you want to get your news then?
Not from CNN, because they're like, it's like having a girl that like rejected you and then coming back and being like, I like you now. And now we can date. Now I'm a pathetic dude. And so I probably wouldn't care about that, but
you're so down on yourself.
No,
a pathetic dude. Wow.
No, I'm just joking, but I kid, but at the same time, it's like, CNN, you lost me already. I'm not going to come to you for my news.
Okay. So there was, do you remember the era? Because to me, the perfect person for this, the perfect person for this, who has done it before, who has been so close to being a legitimate outlet for the news, and he got pretty far left, but you start reining him in a little bit.
Yeah.
John Stewart.
Yeah.
John Stewart in the chair of the anchoring the news for any one of those networks, to me, would be a slam dunk, because there was a point in time where, aside from the fact that it was on Comedy Central, most Americans were getting their news from John Stewart and The Daily Show. And The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, in my opinion, is just unwatchable. It's gotten to the point where it's just
horrible.
It's an awful, and I don't watch John Oliver. I don't know how that is. But to me, two people that could do that job are John Stewart and Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher, not as much of a fan of John Stewart.
But he's waking up to the hypocrisy in with the left, and he is no longer, in my opinion, married to one side or the other like he used to be. I think he's starting to see that there's a major issue in this country.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. And I think, but that's the thing is, like, if somebody like Chappelle or, you know, Andrew Schultz went over there, the first thing I would think is, like, you fucking sell out. Like, you're going over to CNN. I don't care if they're trying to revamp.
Okay, but what's the difference between doing that and selling out and putting your special on Netflix? It's a network paying you to put something out, to put content out there at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, why are we, are you less likely to watch a stand-up special that's on Amazon versus Netflix?
No, because
you don't
see. And this is just the way that I view it is that, like, Netflix doesn't have a face to me, and CNN does. I think I connect more with, like, people and stuff. And when I saw all those, you know, Cuomo, and you see Anderson Cooper and stuff, that's what I think of when I think of CNN, and I'm like, no.
Is MSNBC worse, or are you not even familiar with, like, Joe Scarborough and, you know, Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes? No,
Rachel Maddow. Yeah.
She's gone, I think.
Is she?
But they hired Jen Psaki.
The former
press secretary.
Well,
for Joe Biden.
Well, and that's the thing, is that's where you just can't trust any of these news outlets, because.
Oh, yeah, that's you know what? It's no different than, Sarah Huckabee Sanders from the Trump administration. She got hired at Fox News.
Right.
What's the, I can't think of her name. I'm drawing a blank on names today, but, the other girl, the blonde from, the Trump administration, the press secretary.
Yeah.
So it's like the press secretary is the gateway drug to a show on one of these, media outlets, and whether it's a liberal or a conservative media outlet, they're following the same pattern.
Yeah.
Katie McInerney or whatever her name is. That's who I'm thinking of.
Right. It makes sense, though. I mean,
does it? You think that people who are coming out of an administration should have a show where they're delivering the news about that same administration to the American people?
I didn't
talk
say
about,
they should.
Talk about blurring the lines.
No, I didn't say they should.
Man,
I
said we are.
It makes sense.
Where's Walter Cronkite when you need him?
Because, and that's the thing, is those are the people that will take those paychecks, are the, you know, the people that are involved in the politics.
That's the only reason they get into it in the first place, because they're corrupt.
Right. And I think that's the thing, is no matter what you, no matter how you cut it, I think CNN, to me, the reason why it's never going to work is because people that watch the news, I feel like, are looking for that far one way or the other.
Yeah, and that's what the ratings are telling them. That's where that's why you see MSNBC. They leaned into the left. They kept pushing themselves further and further to one side of the political spectrum, and the viewers are going there. You're 100% right on that, Phil, because it's that middle ground that doesn't care enough to where they're going to spend their time watching that coverage. But you still, as a to me, as a person in this country, it's still good to be informed one way or the other.
Of course.
And I guess if CNN is going to do, is if they're going to try and attempt to be more in that middle ground and cover hard news only, I think it's got to come with an element of entertainment to draw people back in. Now, these people, when I say entertainment, it's already at that level, but people like Anderson Cooper and Jim Acosta are not entertainers. They are,
no.
they are being put in a position where they can't win because they are not going to maintain viewers' attention. So I'm not saying this from a standpoint of, is it the best thing for the news necessarily? But I am saying that if I'm looking at this, from a managerial standpoint, I think Jon Stewart's getting more than 655,000 viewers every night. I would almost bet on that. And the funny thing is, this guy who's the new president there over at CNN, guess what his job used to be?
What's that?
He was an executive producer on the late night show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
So he comes from an element of comedic satire, I guess, because, I mean, traditionally, those kind of outlets with comedians have been reserved for the late night shows. They do talk about the news, but it's not in a, it's not in a way that is...
This just done.
Or even more of an informative way. It's, hey, did you hear about this? It's the it's the situation where you have somebody like, but they even have started to go down that leaning to one side or another. There's really
And see, that's the problem. Like, I consider myself a true middle guy, and that's why I won't watch either any of the news is because any of those news stations to me aren't giving me the truth.
Oh no, not at all.
I don't want to hear your one side. I could tell you, because you know, my wife does have Fox News on from time to time. And quite honestly, I told her, I said, I could tell you exactly what they're going to say every night.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff. And it's just the next night, it's a new story, same spin. Same opinion. It never changes. And to me, like, I don't need to be fed those things. Like,
well, but it's for a side. It's for the type of person that wants their ideas just constantly reinforced.
And I get why they do it.
And if it's no different than what we talk about with social media, when you can get likes and when you can have somebody sitting there saying, oh yeah, you're so spot on. It's like, all it's doing is encouraging your narrative, whether it's right or wrong. You have this TV, and that's the thing. They, for some people, remember during the, when Fox News in January, when they were basically saying the election was over, there were people that jumped ship and said, Fox News is too liberal.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's what are they doing? They're a shill. And where'd they go? They went to that, it's like OAN or something like that.
I'm not sure.
There's a different news network now where they'll always have the MyPillow guy on.
It's not over. Yeah.
the MyPillow guy's always on there.
I love the MyPillow guy.
Do you?
Yes.
His story is just like, you know, he was like a crack addict.
I did not know.
Oh
that.
Yeah. He was a junkie. And turned his life around, did the pillow thing, and we always knew him as the pillow guy. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh man, he's out there.
Well,
he's out there.
I love him for the reason of how funny it is. I mean, the guy is like, he's a cartoon character.
Oh, for sure.
And that's why, like, I see those commercials, and I'm like, yeah, the MyPillow guy again. But yeah.
Do you have a MyPillow?
No.
we have one of those at one point.
Is it good?
It was awful.
That's
worst pillow.
That's
worst pillow I've ever had. I don't get it. And him creepily hugging the pillow.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
He's got a lot of products out there too.
The slippers, I think.
There's some, he's got more than that. He's got tons of stuff because he started selling stuff through like I think his website or something where he takes on like other people's inventions too and gives them a platform and it's like gotten a
Shark
weird.
Tank type deal.
Yeah. It's, there's some weird stuff from what I hear, but.
So you're not on board with my idea at the end of the day.
No, I thought you were going to say, have the president of the company be AI. That was my,
No, we got into that last week,
but that could be a decent idea too. Ask AI what to do.
You know, and here's the thing with all that. Is it just at the point where it's too late to save? Is CNN, with the direction things are going, do you think their new concept of hard news is going to be, is it going to get anybody to go and watch their programming?
In coming from me, no.
Just say, what I do you, I, you? You can't put everything just in your tunnel of perspective.
I have to.
No, but you know people are different. You know that other people are going to look at it in different ways. Like, is it going to, with viewership already leaving to the extreme?
Yeah.
Do you think anybody's going to watch that in the middle?
No,
I don't either.
Because I really do think that, like what I said earlier about. The people that are watching the news are already watching the news, and I think they're stuck with that. I think the reason that, like, I don't see anybody being like, oh, well, CNN, like, they said they're going to be a little different, so I'm going to go check it out. You might get a few people, but I don't think it's going to save viewership.
I think at the end of the day, Brian Williams got a bad deal. Remember Brian Williams? Uh-huh. He was the guy on he was the NBC nightly news guy. He was maybe this generation's Peter Jennings,
yeah,
if you will.
Right.
He had just gotten the gig, fairly young, replaced by Lester Holt, who I also think is good. I mean, yeah, these guys have a very good way of just delivering the news, and that's surprising to me that you have ABC, NBC, CBS. They all put out this half hour, I think it's a half hour, at the end of the night of just straight news.
Right.
But I wonder if anybody's watching that.
I don't for sure. But
that's
I'm
the only
not
thing.
Sure.
That's the only kind of news I do watch, but we don't have any of we don't watch TV period anymore for the most part. So I'm not seeing any of that. But I remember when we did 6:30. That's on, and yeah, it was like before Jeopardy comes on.
Right.
It's how traditionally the news was digested. That used to be the only news you were getting at the end of the day. That when it was, you know, Walter Cronkite, and then you had who are some of the other guys? Obviously, Peter Jennings, who I mentioned.
Right.
Koppel.
You Ted remember? Koppel.
Ted Koppel.
Yeah.
So you know, these are the people that. You know, those are the kind of news programs that I think the American people can handle. And that's probably
right.
All we should be looking at to handle. But going back to the Brian Williams thing, like the guy plagiarized a story basically.
Yeah.
And, for those that don't remember, he was telling this war story basically about his plane getting shot at and all this situation that they had where they were under fire. He told it on one of the late shows because, you know, Brian Williams was one of those guys. He liked to be out there. He hosted SNL before.
Right.
He was a funny guy.
He needed a story.
He needed a story, and that's what he ran with. And there's this whole theory that, you know, you tell it to yourself over and over again that eventually you start to believe it.
Right.
So maybe he did believe that it actually happened the way it did. But he lost his job because of that, because he lost the trust of the American people.
Yeah.
So NBC canned him, and where'd he go? MSNBC.
Well,
and they were going to, and he never was able to gain viewership at that point. He was in that 11 o'clock hour of late night programming where it's like, it's the last of the people who are awake at that point, and you're fighting for space between that and the, you know, the late night shows and everything else like that. But
yeah,
now he's gone. He left there. He's going to go pursue his own thing. Maybe he's going to hook up with his old buddy, Matt Lauer, again, who we haven't heard from for years now.
Yeah. I don't think you'll see a lot of Matt Lauer, but
why would you? The guy's a multimillionaire and can just live a good life now. And no matter
right.
what crappy poll back in the day.
I know, and that, but that's the thing with Brian Williams. I don't care about his fake story. Like,
neither do I.
It doesn't matter to me. Like, I get it. You're out there doing like the, you know, late night circuit or whatever. You need to come up with a good story. I get it. Like, it's, is it the right thing to do? Of course not. But it sure as shit isn't as bad as the making up that you were in 9/11 like that one comedian
the guy from The League.
Yeah.
I always forget. I don't know his name.
Steve something or other. Yeah, but
told that story on Howard Stern. Yeah.
Now that's like,
but he does not need the public's trust.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, if you're going to go that deep with something, then yeah, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Cause that's fucked up.
Yeah. That was crazy.
But like Brian Williams' story, it's like, whatever. He seems like a likable guy. I don't care.
That shows, how serious those news networks, the ones when it beyond like the cable aspect of it, those traditional networks, they're like, hey, no, you're not trustworthy anymore. You're gone.
I don't think now, if it happened now, I don't think he would be in the same hot water.
I don't know. They have a different, criteria with those. It's always traditionally been such a, such an important position within their networks.
But didn't that one dude, I can't remember what network it was, but didn't he get caught whacking off?
Yeah, but that's what
Zoom?
I mean. You're comparing NBC to MSNBC. That's a that was a CNN guy, I think. And he got back. But yes, he got caught jerking it on his Zoom camera during a corporate a company meeting. He was a guy who wrote a book on Trump, I think, too, and bashed Trump. And meanwhile, he's playing pocket pool.
See, now that stuff, he should definitely be fired. But
I agree. But
the story made my day.
But that's what I'm talking about. Those are different standards. You're talking NBC versus MSNBC. We always make these correlations. They're not the same.
Well, you're like, to me, you're just saying letters. Cause I don't watch. I really,
they're different networks. That's like, okay. So you know what the NBC network is, the Peacock.
I know what the NBC network is. Yeah. Yeah. But like with the personalities and what they stand for and this and that, I really don't know. I know of like Fox News, and I know of CNN, but I really don't pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, and you're probably like most people. Are we better off just being not having the news? Period.
I mean, the problem is my brain can't sift through all of it anymore. I used to be able to like sit down and watch the nightly news, I'm talking about maybe 7 to 10 years ago.
Sure.
I would sit down and I would, because I want to know what's going on. But now I don't care, because there's too much bullshit to sift through. I don't have time to,
and you
like,
get it throughout the day too.
Yeah.
You don't need it at the end of the day, because you're getting updates on your phone from push notifications from media outlets. You're getting it
right
on stories that are shared on Facebook. Like, that's maybe the solution is for it to just go away. Let the networks have the extreme sides, so that those people have a home to watch, and you're never going to capture the middle's attention for news the way you want to.
No. And usually the way that I digest news is, or like the way I get my information, I'll listen to like a podcast or something, and I'll hear somebody talking about a story.
Yeah.
And then usually if it's something I'm interested in or want to know about, then I'll look into it myself, and I'll look at different websites or different, and I don't pay attention to where, like what station it's coming from.
I get that.
Kind of assess it on my own. But as far as like watching the news, I've given up on that.
Well, it's like it's usually on from like the people who are watching it from like 7 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night. It's the same. It's on all day long.
Yeah.
And it is usually, you know, by if, you know, those going back to those original, numbers I put out there at the beginning of the podcast, if you're talking 654,000 viewers and only, less than a third of those viewers are in the 25 to 54 range, I don't think a lot of people under 25 are watching CNN. So that leads me to believe that the majority of these people are in their 60s and 70s that are watching this, 80s even. And
yeah,
and it's just on. It's just there. Are they really, you know, and that's why I don't get the sheer volume of operations that a company like CNN can have. Because how does your revenue match your costs at the end? How are you making a profit at the end of the day? I really do not understand that, because knowing that your average viewers for primetime are under a million people right now, who's paying these people millions of dollars? What advertisers are doing that? If 2/3 of the audience of a small number are people who are probably on a fixed income and aren't doing anything out there, they're probably stacking pennies so that they can go buy a cheeseburger from McDonald's, and that's like their big spend for the week. Like, these are not people that are going to be out there spending big bucks. I'm really interested to see who the advertisers are for those outlets. And I know the pharmaceutical industry is big into those.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer, Pfizer, Pfizer. Take the vaccine, get boosted.
Right. And, you know, I think that's kind of my thought process too with that, is like, I think that about a lot of networks where I'm like,
How are you making any money?
Yeah, because like, if you have a couple people that you're spending big bucks on, because they were just, I heard a story the other day where they said Wendy Williams or something, before she left the show, was getting paid like $10 million a year or something.
And who, yeah. What's like her audience her? Like? Yeah.
And
it's like crazy.
Just her?
Even Howard Stern now, his last deal with Sirius was huge. And they never disclose the audience. They must have a way of knowing who's listening to what stations. But
oh yeah,
like I canceled my Stern this year.
I did
year.
A few years
I did this past year. I kept Sirius, but I was able to downgrade to where it's just the music and news package, which I'm perfectly fine with. And it was like $4 a month or something like that. I'm like, okay, for $4 a month, I'll keep that. But I you see all this for every Stranger Things that you have on Netflix, you've got copious amounts of programming that you know. I'm like, who's watching this? Is somebody really watching this? And the fact that they had to pay people to produce this and to market this and to act in it and to do the makeup and all this other stuff. Man, but I mean, they're obviously making a profit. I mean, they're
I guess.
They are, though. I mean, I don't know if CNN is, but I know Netflix is.
Right. I know. So there has to be some real big bucks. I mean, you think about it, though, like just out of when you really look at the numbers, out of like a person in an average family, I'd say there's probably like two people paying a Netflix account a month.
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, they got to be making big bucks. But yeah, it does. It seems crazy.
Did you see that Netflix is going to be rolling out an option for a lower cost version of their platform that's going to have ads?
No, I did not see that, and I wouldn't want to do that.
So what they're doing is they're cracking down on the password sharing.
Right.
So they're like, okay, we know that there's usually like three households on one account.
Yeah.
So instead of the sticker shock of saying, hey, it's going to be $15-16 a month, which for what it is, that's not a whole lot.
No.
I mean, think about what you were paying for cable back in the day. But here's a $7 a month option, but you got to watch some ads. I personally think that's a terrible idea. Because you've gotten used to watching it without ads. I think everybody's going to pony up the extra money and just do it. And then you're going to have this ad-based, you're going to sully the quality of Netflix, in my opinion.
Yeah. I truly think that Netflix hit a small window where like they were the innovators of that type
streaming.
Of streaming.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's going to go back to cable.
I disagree.
No, I don't at all. And I'm not saying that it will go back to cable the way you know it, But it basically is, because all these other networks hopped on board with their streaming services. And now I'm not
ESPN,
just paying
that. Right. Disney, Hulu, Prime. Prime's nice because you have it with your Prime subscription. It comes with it, essentially. So you get this.
I know. But that's the thing is, like, you end up like, because I know for me, like, I probably have four different.
Do you have?
Platforms. I think right now we have Netflix, Hulu. What's the other one? We have, I think that HBO Go.
Okay.
And I think we do have one more also where, and it's like,
I piggyback off my buddy's HBO Go. He made me an account. I got that, but we pay for Netflix Prime. We have, and Disney Plus.
Oh, that's
for the
other one is Prime. And that's the thing.
You don't have Disney Plus?
Not anymore. No.
You guys got rid of it?
Disney Plus
too woke?
No, it was just junk. It never worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mine, for some reason, Disney Plus always was like, it would shut off or it would just be loading. And
we didn't have any issues there, but the Sandlot, the any of the new, like, Pixar movies that come out. I mean, there's some good classics on there. You can go back and watch 101 Dalmatians. You can watch Peter Pan, The Lion King. So there's, you know, there's a lot of that. I know Disney's gotten a bad reputation over the years, and I don't disagree with that, but hey, it's nostalgia in my opinion.
It is. And that's the thing though, is I feel like you're going to get to the point where you're just spending a couple, like $150 a month on different platforms. And then everybody's going to be like, all right, now they're starting to add, well, we'll give it to you cheaper if you watch some ads. And it's like, you're going to go back to where like, oh, I'm watching TV with commercials again.
And right.
It's like going to devolve into the same thing that we were doing before.
Well, like they said though, there's the younger generation is, they're perfectly content with TikTok and YouTube.
I get that.
They don't, if you say to them like tomorrow, well, you can watch Netflix and there's going to be ads and you can only pay $6 a month. They're going to say, I don't need it. If you start cracking down on the passwords, they're just going to stick with YouTube and TikTok for their content. And I think that's where we are going to start to see in the next 5 to 10 years. Here's my bold prediction. Mm-hmm. I think CNN, if they don't do something drastic, they're gone. Yeah. They will not be in existence anymore. There will be a collapse there, and they will fold because it's just not something that the American people want anymore. The older demographic that is watching is going to die off. They're not going to find new viewers without doing something drastic like what I suggested by putting somebody who's recognizable, who has a different take on it, and who can be a voice of reason, I guess, and comment on the comedic state of things right now. And that's my solution, because I think otherwise they're going to go away.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That if something doesn't, you know, drastically change, they'll be done.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it will be headed, but we'll see.
Yeah, nothing but time. Nothing but time. Time will tell.
Yeah,
and we'll be back, but time will tell that there's going to be another episode of The Disconnect next week in your feed.
You know it.
So keep listening, and don't forget, the struggle is real.